She's saying that a law that says you can't make noise beyond this level is actually racist because blacks are noisier than whites, and therefore it is racially unjust to ask black people to be less noisy, which is essentially more white. That's what I hear her saying. Now, if I said black people are noisier than white people, would that be a racist thing to say?
Yes.
It would be. Right? But she's saying that's just true, and it's so true that when you have white-made laws that restrict noise, they're done because white people are trying to clamp down on blacks. So, like, if I say black people are noisy, I'm a racist. If she says black people are noisy and therefore you should allow them to be noisy, and that's why all these laws trying to clamp down on black people being noisy are racist, well, that's wokeness, right? That's racial justice. So, it was wild to listen to this.
Why are the sounds of black joy, celebration, and cultural expression unfairly labeled as noise, while similar decimal levels in predominantly white spaces are tolerated or even celebrated? It's because the soundscape of our public spaces is designed and regulated to prioritize the comfort and preferences of the dominant culture.
I still feel like what I'm hearing her say is, you can't tell black people to be quiet because black people are noisy by nature, and fixing it is being racist.
Quiet, subdued tones are promoted as the norm, while the vibrant sounds of cultural celebrations, religious rituals, or everyday conversations of non-dominant communities are often deemed disruptive or even threatening.
I mean, I've been around a lot of loud white people, you know, and a lot of the noise ordinances are responses to, you know, loud car mufflers and loud playing of Sweet Home Alabama. And, you know, like, noise ordinances are noise. The whole point is it's just sound. And what she's saying is you can't expect black people to not violate sound restrictions.
The silencing of diverse voices sends a clear message that certain cultures and identities are unwelcome, further marginalizing those who do not conform to the dominant sound norms.
What? She's got to have a master's degree. I mean, nobody can say stuff like this without a... I mean, and I'm willing to engage. I'm willing to consider. You know me, there's a lot of things that I do recognize are racist. They really are. I'm having a hard time with this one because, again, it sounds to me like what she's saying is, black people are loud, and trying to get them to not be loud is racist, which I'm just baffled by the assertion.
As we reflect on this troubling history, it is crucial that we confront the present-day manifestations of this injustice. The history of noise complaints on black businesses is a painful reminder of the persistent racial discrimination ingrained in our society.
Now, I'll give this one to her. Do I think that racist law enforcement sometimes in the past has used laws, possibly like a noise ordinance, more against businesses they want to shut down? I'm open to that one. But that's not what she's saying. She's not saying disparate enforcement of a neutral law. She's saying there's no neutral law. The law itself is racist, right?
Let us continue to fight for equality.
Oh, and by the way, I kind of want to set this up. In case you wonder how the crowd would react. So she's been explaining this for like 3 minutes about how noise ordinances are inherently racist and a tool of the white oppressor. Okay? Because, again, embedded premise, black people are loud, noisy, and boisterous, and trying to, you know, restrict that in any way is an act of white oppression. That's what she's saying.
Let us continue to fight for equality, justice, and economic empowerment for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
I mean, that's as loud as I ever hear people at city council, bro. My goodness. Okay. So just there, you know, my offering to you. 617 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any slowdowns right now. It looks like everything's running fine. No problems on I-10, I-110, at least on the Florida side. On the Alabama side, it looks like I-10 at Navco Road. There's fog and the accident. And so if you're heading that way, just something to keep in mind. That's past the tunnel. Highway 98 not showing any delays. And if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, rather, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Somebody texted in and said, are you saying candy is louder than me? That's gender discrimination.
I know, but I am.
But
who,
she
I
is.
Didn't even see the text.
But how dare
but
you?
I am. I know.
But how dare you?
I've never had the cops call on my horrible laugh, but it's
so,
early.
So if your neighbors, your neighbors have a dog that barks, you know, mm-hmm. and they're white, you know, fine. If they're black, you're racist. I mean, just like it's just so weird, this whole thing. Anyway, 437-1620. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy cars, good quality used cars, a car that's a year or two old. Right? And then it's in great condition and low miles and good prices. The kind of car that Dave Ramsey recommends, the kind of car where he says, hey, you know, this is, you save on the depreciation, you get a car that's a year old, which is the same as a car you would have had if you'd have bought it a year ago and then waited, right? Okay. But you don't have to pay that big gap. You get to save thousands of dollars and then drive it until, you know, you can't drive it anymore and then buy another one just like that and start the process over. That's why I say, like, you know, I'm going to buy my Civic and I'm going to drive it until I can't drive it anymore and then I'm going to buy another one. We bought the Odyssey. We'll see you again in 15 years. Like, those are the kind of cars that Frontier Motors specializes in. Now, if you want to drive for two or three and trade into something, you can do that too. But this is what they particularly focus on. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 9:30 to join me, Tasca King, and I'll show you how to navigate through the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. That's today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Just a bit outside. Bob Uecker makes that movie. He really did.
You know, so good.
We just watched Major League recently, and that's a weird movie. Like, it's not a sports movie. It's not a feel-good movie. It's not a satire. It's kind of like in between all of those.
It is. It's kind drama, of a weird it's romance. Yeah. It's got everything.
It's a weird
like
mishmash. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't going to go there, but okay, fair enough.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, we got a note in here. Highway 90 and Woodbine. Apparently, there's a roadblock there, and... Okay, I want you to just be prepared if loss of important things triggers and disturbs you, the following may trigger and disturb you. You ready? Apparently, a distributor was driving along and made a turn weird and dropped a bunch of wine bottles and alcohol on the roadway, and that's the nature of the issue. So just to be aware.
Oh, man. So there's a bunch of liquor out there?
Could be. could be a bunch of wine bottles on the ground. Happy Thursday.
Come on, Dave. Let's go get our sponges. Yeah,
I think we need to go on the scene and
find out. I've got to go. I'll be back in a while.
Got to go cover the breaking news. Okay, fair enough. I fear that we're driving traffic toward that intersection rather than away from it. Oh, man. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden says the U.S. will not default on its debts.
Every leader in the room understands the consequences if we fail to pay our bills. And it would be catastrophic for the American economy and the American people.
Biden spoke to reporters at the White House yesterday about the ongoing debt ceiling negotiations. Roughly 1 week now after Congressman George Santos pleaded not guilty to 13 federal charges, including wire fraud and money laundering, House Republicans have now stopped a Democratic effort to expel him from Congress. Lawmakers voted along party lines yesterday to refer the matter to the House Ethics Committee. And officials in Alabama not too happy over reports that the White House wants to scrap plans to move the U.S. Space Force Command headquarters from Colorado to Huntsville. Earlier this week, there were some reports the White House wants the command to stay in Colorado now, possibly due to Alabama's abortion ban. And Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall will make the final decision on where that headquarters will be.
Yeah, I thought this was kind of like a done deal, and so now there's pushback on it, I guess, is the way the story. Okay, fair enough.
Dude, Huntsville has it all.
Oh,
why
I know.
Wouldn't you want to be there?
Right. I mean, they've already got the rocket.
Space Center.
They're already there, right?
All the Germans that just happened to appear that made everything. I know. But Huntsville. All right, I'm off.
Oh, we got... I love all of the media critics that we have who listen to this show. I do. I genuinely love you because I get texts like the following. So wine bottles being spilled out at Highway 90 in Woodbine, and you're calling it breaking news, Andrew? Really? That's funny. No,
that's
good. That's on
that's
point.
Really...
Somebody here says we're talking about the issue of the allegation that noise ordinances are racist, and somebody says I had a neighbor. When I was stationed at a military post, said my two golden retrievers were racist because they barked at her. This is, I assume, a white person and the neighbor black. And this person says, nope, those dogs just didn't like anyone who wasn't me or my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, though, we have the same thing because we have our Aussies, our barkers. And we have tried everything and it's nothing. Nothing succeeds.
Oh, you brought one in that time and it was like, it hated me.
Yeah. They really hate strangers. Okay. For whatever reason, they're super friendly once you know them. But even like people who've been to our house a bunch, they still are like, So we go take them for walks. Mm-hmm. And we live in a pretty diverse neighborhood. There's a lot of different people live in our neighborhood. A lot of black people live in our neighborhood. And they always, and I always feel like, man, they're going to think it's because they're black. I'm like, they bark at everybody. They bark at bicycles. They bark at kids. They bark at everybody. I mean, they're not dangerous, but they bark a lot. You know what I mean? So it's, I totally understand this person's like, yep, that's exactly right. 6:25 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And got a couple of things going on, like the accident at Woodbine that in Highway 90. God, that must be terrifying if the person that did it, the distributor, bunch of bottles on the road, but there are cops directing traffic, and traffic is backed up pretty bad past Oops Alley. So that's something to keep in mind. Woodbine and Highway 90, they are directing traffic. And the NAS front gate is back.
They dropped all these bottles by Oops Alley? Come on, stop it.
It's back up past Oops Alley, and I know. And also, have you ever been to Oops Alley?
Oh, no, I have not.
That place is bad butt, man.
Okay.
Just a side note. Yeah, I went there for Dana's son's birthday. And video. Anyway,
okay.
It is
all
bad
right,
butt.
Right.
Yeah, so, but anyway, they do serve liquor there, but I don't think this really. The front gate at NAS is backed up to Sunset, so there's a small delay at Pensacola NAS and East Bay Boulevard, Navarre Close, South of Coppell for the ongoing drainage improvement project. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. If you've got HVAC work that you need done, you want to make sure that you get the right parts, the right installation, you've got the money back or at least a satisfaction guarantee, like that's what you want, right? Pedin Air Conditioning, Heating and Electrical, they take care of this stuff. You know it's going to be done right. That's the reputation that they have. And if you need your AC checked out, which, of course, everybody should get it checked out once a year just to be sure, preventative maintenance, make sure that it doesn't break down on you or use too much electricity. $49 AC inspections in Pensacola, Fort Walton, and Pensacola and Panama City. And now in Baldwin County, they just expanded into Baldwin County. So $29 deal there if you're a Baldwin County resident. And the first 400 Baldwin County residents get a free SmartCare membership. So whether it's electrical work or heating work or AC work, anything like that, you can call Pedin. Find out more at Pedin, PEADEN.com. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody texted and said Do you have any idea what's happening at the Welcome Center next to the 3 Mile Bridge? This would be on the Pensacola side on the right there when you go in. It says, rode my bike through there recently. Looks horrible. A sign said they're working with FEMA for Sally funds. I thought all the funds have been allocated and thought you could provide some insight. Yeah, I will tell you that this is something that has been persistent since Sally. That's kind of the last big project, I believe the last big project that just hasn't been paid out yet. And so the deal is with FEMA is you can't do the work until they pay you, is my understanding, because if you start doing the work, then you don't get reimbursed for that. So, yeah, it's horrible, right? The broken, you're not supposed to go in there, okay? The Welcome Center itself is accessible, but the rest of the park has, you know, all of those rusted, broken-out railings, this disrupted sidewalk. It really is a mess. Largely, you haven't been going down there anyway because of the, you know, staging for Skanska that they use there. But, yeah, no, that's still pending a FEMA disposition, and we don't have the money yet, and so they can't do the work until they get the money. That's exactly it. That's exactly the problem. So, you know, any decade now, you know, it's kind of how we're looking at it. 628 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, some interesting stuff yesterday in Jeff Bergosh's coffee with the commissioner. There's always interesting stuff in his, you know, one-hour TV show. And one of the things that we'll talk about some of this coming up with Wes Moreno in just a moment, but one of the things that came up there was the traffic on the beach this weekend. Now, I had heard this from Commissioner Bender, but Wes Moreno said the same thing.
We're not in hit summer yet, really. And we had over 24,000 cars roll through the toll booth last Saturday. That's amazing. I don't know where they go, but 24,000 cars. We're bringing more folks to the beach.
24,000 cars. It's actually 24,477. That's 930 more than last year. And even on Sunday, there was 22,000. Goodness. And we're not even into the season. I mean, not fully. But the good news, again, I was talking to Commissioner Bender about this, is we used to max out in the operated toll booths, you know, where you had the lovely people there taking the dollar and whatever, at 1,900 an hour is the maximum number of cars you could pass through there effectively. We're now pushing 2,300 an hour with the automated system. I would actually think you'd get even more of a bonus numerically, but still, that's about a 25% improvement, maybe a 20% improvement, excuse me. So that's good. You know, that's good. It is much more efficient this way. All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Wes Moreno, the county administrator. David, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
Escambia County taking part in a new disaster recovery pilot program. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Ukraine's military reports shooting down 29 of 30 missiles launched by Russia overnight, with the one that got through killing one person in Odessa. That war's high on the agenda at the G7 summit in Japan. President Biden's there.
We stand up for the shared values.
We're literally taking somebody to Disney World.
That's Domingo Garcia, president of the Liberal League of United Latin American Citizens, and he says they plan to file a lawsuit over that new legislation. Well, the Escambia County School District facing a federal lawsuit over the removal of books about race and LGBTQ+ identities. That lawsuit filed by writers group PEN America and publisher Penguin Random House. It alleges the district and board violated the First Amendment by removing books from the library. The district says it can't comment on potential litigation. The lawsuit says in each of the 10 cases, the school board removed a book despite a recommendation from the review committee that it was educationally suitable. Well, discussion continues on OLF 8 in Beulah, and Commissioner Jeff Bergosh says he wants to hear from residents about plans in the future.
We're going to get the residents out there. We're going to talk about OLF 8. We're going to talk about the coming master plan that Sigma is working on. We're going to talk about any community issues that you want. I'm also going to invite D.R. Horton and Sterling Properties to be a part of it. Now, whether or not they will, you know, that'll be up to them. I would encourage them to do so.
And Bergosh says he'll host a town hall meeting for Beulah residents Monday, June 5th. That's going to be at 6 p.m. The location hasn't been confirmed yet, but it would either be at Beulah Middle School or possibly in the Navy Federal Auditorium. It is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there? 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Can we get a look at the traffic on the 5?
Absolutely. As we take a look, it looks there's a few things. Lynott, Woodbine, and Highway 90 is on. It's working. Cops directing traffic, and it's backed up pretty bad past Oops Alley, and there's a huge delay on Highway 90 after something overturned, so watch for that, but that's what's going on there. The front gate is backed up at NAS, backed up to Sunset, maybe a little further now, just a small delay this morning, and East Bay Boulevard at Navarre closed, south of Coppell Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Candy. 6:35, let's get a look now at our Channel 3 forecast.
We're going to be staying warm and humid today with a high near 84 degrees, 40% chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Friday, 20% chance of rain in the afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy with a high near 84. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 72 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Amazon's cloud computing business plans to spend $12.8 billion to expand its data center infrastructure in India by 2030, part of long-term efforts to boost the global reach of its cloud services. Amazon Web Services says the move would support about 131,700 full-time jobs in India's data center supply chain annually. AWS says it has hundreds of thousands of customers in India. Take-Two Interactive Software shares are up 12% in pre-market trading after the video game publisher's weak outlook appeared to confirm a timeline for the next iteration of its blockbuster Grand Theft Auto video game franchise. Take-Two offered a disappointing forecast for the fiscal year that just began, but pointed to the next fiscal year as the launch point for several groundbreaking titles. That's expected to include Grand Theft Auto 6, the sequel to the most successful video game of all time that gamers and investors have been anxious to see. On Wall Street, futures higher. That's Your Money Now.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund, so there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses, so don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's Refunds with an S, Pro.com.
Code Ninjas.
What is it?
It's the area's newest learning centers, where kids learn to code while building their own video games. They gain problem solving, critical thinking, and STEM skills in a fun, safe, and inspiring environment. Find out more about Code Ninjas as owner Joe Dawn Brown discusses kid coding and how they can help your kid by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
April showers bring May savings at Beret Jewelers. We're ringing in spring with special deals on your shining favorites during Beret's Blooming Blowout Sale. Save up to 70% on select pieces May 5th through May 31st. From top designers to beautiful bridal jewelry, you'll find something to love. So hurry into shop and save up to 70% off during the spring sale of the season. All month long at Beret Jewelers.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down. I had the radio on, I was driving. The trees went by,
They would have three houses underway, and they should be. They should have poured the slabs this week. They had all the plumbing roughed in at the beginning of the week. They should be pouring the slabs. We got good weather. We've got seven houses on the street now, coming in behind these three, and then we'll have, you know, we'll put together 7 to 10 more. We've got the model. We've got the plans. It's what we said we were going to do, and I know it's been a point of focus for the board as a whole. And so that's what we're doing. We're going to build houses, and we're going to get them out to the folks qualify for the various programs.
So this is Wes Moreno yesterday talking with Jeff Bergosh during his TV show, and basically saying, look, we've got three coming in. We got seven more after that, and we are going to continue to provide housing. You know, we're going to see if we can't help alleviate a little bit of this, you know, housing crisis that we're in. Wes Moreno is the county administrator for Escambia County. He joins us now. Hey, Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Good to be here this morning.
Good to have you. So this is like, I just kind of want to understand what the county is doing. The county is subcontracting, taking bids. Other people are building these homes. We're supplying the lots. Like, what is kind of the process here? Because I guess we're in the house building business.
So, you know, affordable housing, it's a thing.
Sure.
It's a legitimate issue here in the area. And when I stepped into this role, it was some frustration being able to get affordable housing on the street, being able to produce. And so I asked my neighborhood services department, I said, you go out and get you an architect, give me 3 to 4 designs that would be for affordable housing. I'm not talking about granite countertops or anything like that. Decent finishes, nice finishes, but affordable finishes in the house, maybe, you know, 1,100 to 1,300 square feet. And so we have those designs. And so we put our first three on the street, and they're under construction. We got seven more coming behind that. When I get those seven awarded and underway, I'm going to put 7 to 8 more behind that. And we're just going to keep on plowing forward. And we're going to partner with a nonprofit to handle the end of the business as far as vetting the people and assessing them for the various program, mortgage assistance programs that are out there. And we're going to start making a dent in Escambia County. We have over 300 lots. And so we're going to start turning and burning. That's what we're going
to
do.
Interesting. So lots that have escheated back to the county through a failed tax, I assume, is where these came from. And, you know, we're going to build the house. We're going to sell the house. We're going to build the house. We're going to sell the house until we don't do this anymore. Who's the nonprofit? Is it Habitat or is it somebody else?
It's going to be somebody else that we're working with. We haven't nailed it down exactly who it's going to be just yet, but we have
okay.
two that we're looking at and having discussions with.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, interesting. You're taking undeveloped property and you're solving the housing crisis. I don't mind. And I assume you're selling the houses basically at cost. Is that the goal?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's the goal. And, you know, there's a great need, as you well know, and everybody in the area knows, for affordable housing. And we had to get in the game. Commissioner May put the challenge out there, and not just him, but the board as a whole is tuned into the issue. But I know Commissioner May has been a little frustrated with it. When I came in, he was frustrated with the inability to get things going. So we got them going, and we're going to roll.
All right. I saw something on the agenda. I will admit in advance, it's a small item, but I had to laugh when I saw it. It's over off of Gulf Beach Highway in the Navy Point area. There is a guy who is petitioning for a vacation of an easement or right-of-way that is an alley, basically, way between two roads, and he's asking for a vacation. And typically vacations are, you know, the most non-interesting of the items that you do most of the time. What cracked me up about this is the description says, the petitioner owns the property on either side of the existing alleyway, including the structure that sits across the alleyway. The alleyway does not completely split the property, but it does create a separation within the property. County staff reviewed, and there are no concerns. And if you look at the aerial photo, it looks like, I don't know, a warehouse or a house built right on top of this easement. How do we get a house built on top of an easement? Doesn't that have to get permitted? I mean, this cracks me up.
It does have to get permitted. It was probably permitted a while back, I would imagine.
I would assume.
Back in the day. I'll say this. I know it looks funny. When you look at the map, pull the map up myself. I'm like, what? You know, but I've seen houses where a portion of the house it sits in a portion of a drainage easement. I've seen people build swimming pools who a portion of the pool sits in the drainage easement. it's not an anomaly, I guess. I mean, we try to avoid that all we can. I've seen people that, you know, they have easements that run along their back property line. Well, when they build their fence, they don't account for the easement. They'll build their fence across the easement, or they'll build a storage shed in the easement. And the challenge with some of that is, there's some subdivisions off Gulfridge Highway, I think Chevalier, where that's the case. And then they start having drainage problems, and then you go in, well, they've got slabs for shed and different right. things. So it's hard to move the needle and go, okay, move your shed or demo your pool or
right.
whatever the case may be. It's just not really realistic. So it happens, and it has happened in the past, and it does cause us problems from time to time.
Yeah, no, I understand. And, in a world full of people, weird things happen. This one just caught me by surprise. I thought, well, I've not seen that before. We're talking to Wes Moreno. Wes, hang on for just a second. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
Taking a look. It looks like Woodbine and 90, that whole area is cleared up. Somebody asked if I wasn't mentioning what spilled. So I could go get it, but it's not what's happening.
Keep the secret to yourself. Wine bottles, baby.
I guess, yeah, or wine bottles anyway. But it has been cleared, so you shouldn't have any problem there. Still a little backed up on Sunset for the front gate of NAS. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno, the county administrator for Escambia County. Commissioner Burgosh wants to spend some of his discretionary money, about $15,000, putting radar warning signs up on Klondike Road, which I can understand that is a speeding area. And fortunately or unfortunately, I would say fortunately, but still, it's not eligible for like speed bumps and traffic mediation, stuff like that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a collector roadway. Klondike Road, 8 Mile Creek Road, Wild Lake Boulevard. People, I think speed limit's 35 on Klondike. You'd be lucky to keep people at 55, quite honestly, sometimes.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, it's narrow. It's really needs to be widened. And I know we've had some right-of-way restrictions through there, but yeah, that's the initiative. Is try to, you know, sometimes when people see how fast they're going, it kind of makes them slow down a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, you would think, you know, the number on the number on the radar isn't different than the number on the speedometer, but the one slows them down, the other one doesn't, right? So, you know, that's kind of just
that's how
that works. Also, interesting note, I saw that I guess there's been some railing damage around the pedestrian portion of the roundabout on Perdido Key. Commissioner Burgosh is also going to spend about $15,000 to fix that.
Yep, that's right. Somebody took it out, and so, yeah, we're going to fix it.
they ran into it, so things happen. Two things that are a little bit more significant, maybe. One is that tonight, Delta Concrete, that wants to move their facility from Old Palafox by the interstate over onto Burgess Road west of Old Palafox, the board kind of balked at permitting this, and now tonight they're going to do a town hall about this. Is that right?
Yeah, there'll be a town hall at the central office complex, and maybe the community's invited. The contractor will be there, or the owner will be there, as well as his design engineer. And the Lumen will be taking input, and the staff will be taking input at the town hall meeting. And then probably June the 8th, we'll have that on the agenda.
Okay. All right. We'll see about how all that turns out. One of the other items that I was curious about is $500,000 for a community center on Palafox. Now, this is not the one that's going to kind of go in along with the tax collector's facility at Brenton 29, right? This is a totally different project?
Yeah, it's a totally different project. We submitted for, and so we received the money. I don't think they've nailed down the exact location yet, but this money will help us at least get going with the design. Once we do have that location nailed down. And, you know, anytime you build a community center, and, you know, they don't have to be multi-millions of dollars. You can, a good meeting space for the community to meet is worth quite a bit. And so we've been looking at these modular buildings. I think you and I have talked about this before for fire stations.
Yeah.
But we're also looking for one, looking at those modular buildings for a community gathering place in Cantonment. There was they're off Lewis Street, just south of Muskogee Road. And they're very economical, and it really helps us be able to do a lot more with our resources. And so you have one coming to Cantonment, one will be on Palafox once we nail that down. And they're both a good initiative.
There's also an interesting item on here. It caught my attention because it says it was for breach of contract in dealings with some medical personnel for the corrections department. And, of course, that raised my concern level. Like, do we have people doing medical service that are in breach of contract? But this is actually a sort of a good note about county diligence preventing people who shouldn't be hired as our medical staff, right?
Yeah, that's right. We call it a multiple award contract with multiple vendors on it. And each vendor has to meet all the criteria of our procurement. And one of the criteria is that you have to provide a certificate of insurance. And so in doing the due diligence, we had two of those companies, two out of about 10 maybe, that failed to provide their certificate of insurance. So we found them non-responsive, and we'll be rescinding that award to them.
But these people were not working. They were not working with prisoners or anything else. They were in the process of getting that award, and they failed to meet the criteria, so they're not going to get the award. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Well, hey, you know, like I said, that's good work, in my opinion, because we prevented a problem that could have been. And last thing is tomorrow there's a career fair. And you said yesterday that you guys are down in vacancies from 430 to 330. So that's good progress, but that's still 330 jobs you're trying to fill, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have made quite a bit of progress in a year. And we're starting to see a lot more applicants when we put jobs out and are able to get a wider net, if you will. But yeah, we still have a little over 300 vacancies, and so we still want to attract good talent, good skills, and good interpersonal skills especially, and let people know what we do. We do such a wide array of things, and so that's what that'll be about. We'll have equipment and out there. We'll have fire trucks out there. We'll have different things out there, and we'll be welcoming people in and tell them what we do, and hopefully we can find a few.
So this is a career fair. This is tomorrow at the Bay Center from 9 to 2 on the 18th. So tomorrow from 9 to 2. And you tell me if I'm wrong in saying it this way. If you want a job, the county will find a job for you. Is that a fair way to say it?
That's a fair way to say it. I actually think it's this morning. Today's the 18th. So that's today.
Oh, you're right. Thank you for correcting me. That's exactly. It is today. I had thinking it was the 17th. So, yeah, this morning from 9 to 2 at the base. Thank you for correcting me on that. Yeah. Lots of good jobs, lots of good-paying jobs. And as Commissioner Bergosh always likes to say, good-paying careers that people might not even know about and with great benefits for the county. So if you're interested in a job or you know somebody who is, this morning at the Bay Center from 9 to 2. Wes Moreno, he is our Escambia County Administrator. As always, Wes, thanks for the information. Thanks for doing what you do. We'll look forward to the meeting today, sir.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you.
You bet. 652 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, if you have a lawn that you're proud of, great. Do what you did last year. You'll get what you got last year. If you have a lawn that you were not proud of last year, well, not as great. I mean, although if you want a lawn you're embarrassed about, then, well, do what you did last year. You'll get what you, right? It's a science, okay? Or call NSEC. They'll come out. They'll look at your lawn. They'll do soil samples. They'll figure out what particular things need to be done to get time program targeted help for your lawn in 8 annual applications to make sure that come July, you know, you have exactly the lawn that you want. That's the idea. No charge to come out and look, and then you can find out whether that's a price that you want to pay to get this job done. You sign up today, you get lawn. The first lawn application is free with any new annual lawn program. That includes the initial soil sample, lime treatment on an average size yard. So NSEC are the ones who can help you with it, and they are hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, Panama City, pay benefits, 401k, advancement opportunities, all of that at Work With NSEC. ENSEC.com.
There's something new at P4 Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at P4 Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for tax title and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Daryl Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
National average for gallon gas, $3.53. Florida average is $3.44. Don't celebrate that we're still at $3.44 a gallon. Sorry. Mississippi, $2.97. California is $4.78, the best and the worst. $3.07 east at the Walmart in Navarre. $3.05 west at the other Walmart in Navarre. $3.19 at the foot of the Garcon Point. Oh, sorry, that's not the best one. The Liberty in Tiger Point is better at $3.17. $3.21 at the Exxon in Gulf Breeze. $2.98 at the Milton Safeco, $3.09 at the Murphy in Pea Ridge, and then looks like the $3.25 maybe at the Circle K. I don't know. These prices are not good. $3.09 at the Tom Thumb, but I don't know if that's the member price or the non-price going through Pace. If you're over in the Pensacola on 9 Mile, $2.97 at the Walmart, $3.22 at the Murphy in front of the other Walmart. That price split is weird. It doesn't seem like prices jumped yesterday like I thought they would. I don't know why the price split exists. It usually does not. $3.07 coming in from the southwest side at the Tom Thumb at Garden Street. 657 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic for you. Candy?
All right. It looks like the front gate is clear now, and the same thing with Woodbine and 90. So I'm not showing any... was not showing any delays. I-110 southbound at mile marker 4. This is the Fairfield exit showing an accident, not a roadblock this morning. Structure fire at Talladega Trail and Seminole Trail in Pensacola. Saying use caution, of course, in that area. And Avalon and San Juan Street in Milton showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning. Now, certainly if you have a traffic tip, text it in. And thank you so much for doing so already this morning. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
These gas prices, by the way, we're brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. All right, David, you're going to round out the hour here for us. What's going on in the newsroom, sir?
An appeals court is likely to restrict access to the mifepristone abortion pill. The Justice Department argued in New Orleans in a federal court yesterday to allow greater access to the pill. It was restricted earlier this year. President Biden in Japan for the G7 summit. Officials from the U.S., Japan, Canada, U.K., France, and Germany, and Italy all meeting in Hiroshima discussing their approach to China.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. All right, Candy, a quick future news. Escambia County is being sued for prohibiting certain books in the libraries. Is that lawsuit going to win or is that lawsuit going to lose?
It's going to lose.
Yeah, it's going to lose. They're a school district. I mean, that you know, you're not going to be able to sue a school district and force books into the curriculum or into the library system that the school district doesn't want to have. I just don't think that's going to turn out. We'll be back.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most.